My name is Mark Hoffman. I am the interim fire chief for the Oakland Fire Department. At the time, I was a lieutenant in the Oakland Fire Department, and I was off duty on the day that the fire broke out. But I became aware of the fire early on. My parents actually called me and said, hey, have you looked out the window? You know, there's a big fire up in the hills. So I responded to my normal assignment, which was the downtown truck company was where I worked. So I started to coordinate all the people that were showing up. It looked like a hiring hall. There were probably close to 50 to 60 firefighters out in front of Station 1 holding their fire equipment, hoping to go be put to work to fight this fire. A handful were Oakland firefighters, and then a lot were from other agencies. So my first act upon getting on the scene was I grabbed another firefighter who had just shown up, and I said, start to get a list of names from these people. Get the Oakland people first, because I'm going to put Oakland people to work in Oakland first, and then I'll figure out how we're going to deploy them. And I went in and I called AC Transit, and we got 5 buses from AC Transit. So we just started to load the buses up. I was the first one off the bus and happened to have my timing that there was this firefighter who'd come with a spare piece of equipment that he had borrowed out of a firehouse. So we all staffed that piece of equipment, the hose wagon that I mentioned, and we brought it up here to start fighting fire. And so if you drive around this neighborhood now, or you look in an aerial map, you'll see all the homes this way, including the high school, were saved. The school here was saved. The schoolyard never had a problem. It was a schoolyard. And the school, all the homes below the schoolyard were protected. And then we just gave up this area. We did not have the resources to protect everything. So with this, and we started to deploy lines, and I started to put together a game plan, a tactical action plan of how I wanted to operate. And right about then, the gentleman who lived in that house at the time, I'm pointing across the street, ran up and said, thank God you're here. You know, are you going to be able to save my house? And I went, no, you're on the wrong side of the schoolyard. I've given up this block. We're protecting this side and keeping the fire from going down the hill. And he didn't even skip a beat. He goes, well, how can I help you? And I choke up even now. I mean, to be told you're going to lose all your belongings and to process it almost immediately and then say, well, how can I help my neighbors? This guy wins the award in my mind of selfless acts.
I'm curious, did you have any experiences with the radio that day yourself?
We stopped using it. There were just too many people talking on top of each other. And frankly, you know, the radio became an inefficient way to try to communicate because you'd have people giving updates that were stepping on top of other, you know, just too many people on one channel. And so, or a couple channels. So what we ended up doing is using runners. We actually, at one point I was taking my turn. I can point a block every direction from this intersection, and I was up and down running information and, hey, you need to reposition that rig, or we're going to try to take some lines to protect this next house. When we were up here fighting the fire here, we were wearing structure gear, the heavy coats and boots and helmets. We didn't have the right equipment to do wildland suppression effectively. A lot of fatigue, a lot of dehydration occurred because of how we were attired. But even more importantly, it's using the equipment. We've been trained far more adequately in this environment. And I'll tell you, other than maybe half of a day talking about, oh yeah, sometimes fires occur out in the wilderness, but you work in Oakland, when I came in way back when, that was all I had really in the way of wildland firefighting training. Hopefully with vegetation management and defendable space and better building materials, it won't impact the residents as well or as severely, but it will still impact some residents, and it will burn at some point again. When I talk about sleepless nights, occasionally I worry that, you know, we're really not, you know, we need to train these people some more. We need to give them better examples. We need to have a PowerPoint and put it online. So I'm constantly trying to figure out how can we deliver this message more. The thing that I won't suffer is, did we train adequately and were we vigilant enough? And that, I want to say that we're training better and we're vigilant. We'll just find out if it's enough.